when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, people out there, all of our family in radio land, this is O. Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I would like to welcome you back into another episode of Blood River Radio. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are listening to Blood River Radio. We were the only radio station in the United States, maybe the world, that's dedicated solely to fight against global white genocide. And we were probably the only radio station that also acts as a white civil defense program. We're not there where we want to be, but we're further along than we were, but we're still not where we are. We're hoping for to get some more funds on board so we can do a lot of other operations. But I've got to make it short because we have a lot of announcements tonight, and so I'm going to get going with that. But before I make any announcements, y'all, Lee Cochran is going to give us a really short prayer because we have a great Easter program. I know you're saying, what about Easter? But we do it up, man. It took us a long time to get it done. So get ready. If you will, people, please bow your heads and get ready for the prayer. Okay, Lee, take it away, my brother.
Okay. Everybody, bow your heads. Dear God, please, we thank you for letting Jesus die for our sins and for defeating evil and for defeating death. And for overcoming the human condition. And God, please help us expose these secret combinations of evil and deception. And in Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Lee. That's a very good prayer. Lee always does a wonderful job of prayer from the heart. Tonight, just to make a quick announcement, it's going to be me and Lee in the studio. Jacob is calling in. He's our other co-host tonight. Before we get started, I would like to thank my friend and brother, Ken B. of Ballman, New York. You know, the guy is solid rock. He's one of our very few contributors. He sends us money on a regular basis. Without money, as you know, we can't survive, folks. We're not there yet, but like I say, we're further along than we were, but we're not there where we want to go. Well, okay, I'm going to get ready for the announcements, folks. Listen, on June 15th, that's June the 15th of this year, we're going to be at General Nathan Bedford Forrest at his old home place. There's going to be a big get-together there. It's going to be in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. Now, hopefully, y'all, hopefully we're going to get Gene Andrews on. He is the Mr. Confederate summa cum laude historian. He's going to come on, and he's going to give you all the details about that for June 15th. Hopefully we'll be there, and hopefully we can pass out some brochures, let y'all know who we are. Hope we can grow our audience and maybe get some more funds. Okay, now listen. Now, August the 10th, we're going to be at Henry Horton, Tennessee. That's going to be the second anniversary of Charlottesville. My God, I can't believe it's been 2 years. That was one hell of a battle up there. I'm telling you, yours truly was there. I was a representative for Liberty News Radio at that time. But anyway, we're going to give you more coverage on that. We're going to get Dr. Hill on here with me soon. We're going to be doing it in conjunction with Dr. Michael Hill, the League of the South. Blood River Radio, our main purpose there is going to be raising funds for the political prisoners of Charlottesville. Dr. Hill with League of the South, they are in desperate need of funds. They're being legalized, lawyerized, judaized. They've already lost property, so we've got to help them too. Listen, here's what we're going to do tonight. I thought by today we'd have a place on our website for donations via credit cards, but We've got to do, it's always one more thing. So hopefully by this time next week, you will be able to donate money through us on our website. So be looking for that, y'all. Now, here's what we're going to do. The first hour, y'all, the second and third segment is going to be Lee and Jacob. Just flat out Lee and Jacob. I'm not going to be involved. They're going to finish out our Easter program. Some people call it the resurrection program, which I like that. So that's going to be the second and third segment. The last segment of the first hour, I'm going to be doing a rant. I hope I do a good job. I'll try to keep it under control. Okay, listen. And then in hour two, the first segment of hour two, we're going to have Miss Tamara Goodwin. Now, she's going to be giving us the latest updates on her son, Jacob Goodwin, who's a political prisoner in Charlottesville, and also any information she has with the other political prisoners up there that were taken prisoner at the Battle of Charlottesville. She stays in connection with them. Okay, and starting at about 5:15 at the second hour, we're going to have Pastor Thomas Robb and a select group of speakers he's handpicking from their conference up there. They're having a big conference in Harrison, Arkansas. Me and Lee were supposed to be there. I could not make it because my wife had terrific health problems. But thank God it came out. I'll tell you about that more later next week. But she's not as bad off as we thought she was. Thank God, y'all. Thank you for all your prayers. And listen, here's what I'm really excited about. Our future guest, we're going to have Monica Schaefer back on, hopefully within about a week or so. She's going to tell you about how she was detained in Canada recently and treated like a criminal. The powers that be confiscated books from her. They said that they were hate books, hate speech. Okay, now hopefully around the middle of the May, right around there, we're going to have Dr. Paul Craig Robertson. We've been in contact with him. He's going to come on, and I'm sure you all know him. Excuse this hacking, y'all. Okay, now, like I said, without further ado, the second and third segment is going to be Lee and Jacob are going to be coming on. They're going to be their Easter program. Now, just to give you a little teaser of what I'm going to be talking about on my rant before we go to them, it's not the latest cutting news, breaking news, but it's still pretty new. You know about Julian Assange being arrested. Well, you know, Julian Assange, as you well know, and I'll probably run out of time any second, but it's just some of the things we're going to be talking about on my rant, along with Chelsea Manning and Edward Joseph Snowden, Steve Stockman and James Traficant, Gary Webb. I'd like to pay honor to them and just the many, many news reporters who died trying to spill the beans on the crime, the Clinton crime syndicate, the Bush crime syndicate. You know, the crime in Washington is just, you can't measure it. It's just a bottomless pit. It's as deep as a pit. It goes as deep as hell, I believe. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about, as far as I'm concerned, those people I just mentioned are all heroes. We're going to be talking about that. And I'm going to challenge people to tell me about this, how we should live by law and order. You know, we have no law in this country right here. I mean, if you just look around and I hate to use the word fool, but only a fool would say that we have law and order in this country right here. We have none. I consider the United States government, what we have there, and most of the state government, especially the United States government, it's just, they're just as a criminal cabal. Well, that's a little teaser of what I'm going to do in my rant. And y'all have the outline for the night's show, so just hang on. We'll be right back in just a minute with Lee and Jacob going to take off and finish up our Easter show. So hang on. We'll be right back.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Shut my trap real quick, but I want you to listen in tonight's show. Make no mistake about this. We are a Christian radio show, front, center, sideways, up, above, beyond, every which way to sundown. So with that, if you don't want to hear anything about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you might want to tune out for 30 minutes because that's what we're going to be doing. So for the next 30 minutes, we're going to be talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and how he paid the ultimate price. Okay, Lee's going to take off, and then after Lee's finished his segment, Jacob's going to tune in. Take off, Lee.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just want to talk about the progressives. They were calling Christians Easter worshipers, and I just like to remind everybody, Christians do not worship Easter. They worship God and Jesus. So somebody pointed that out. I was listening to a radio. And we don't worship a Christmas tree. We don't worship Easter eggs. That's just another way as a put down for Christians, you know. And everybody's put down Christians, and they're persecuting Christians everywhere. And nobody talks about it. No other religion's allowed to be persecuted except if you're a Christian. So that's just a double standard. I'm sure Satan has something in there. Satan's always doing a judo on the truth. And it's just so hard. But we know Jesus defeated deception and evil, but it's going to take a whole bunch of fighting to do it. And I'm going to read from Matthew 28, the chapter. I'll try to be brief. It says, okay, here we go. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the tomb. They call it sculpture, but I'm going to call it a tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was a light was like lightning, and his garment was white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said, "Fear not, for the Jesus you seek as that was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. Come and see the tomb for yourself. And go quickly and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him." The angel told him. And they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And when they went to his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail, hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus unto them, he said, "Be not afraid. Go tell your brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch, the security guard, came into the city and told the chief priest all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money to the soldiers to lie, saying, "Ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if it came to the governor's ears, we will protect you so you won't get in trouble." They were vouch for him. So they took hold, they took the money and did what they were told. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee and into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in earth and in heaven. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen." And, Matthew was, proclaiming the gospel. I think he was proclaiming it to the Jewish people. I'm not sure. Now, each gospel had a specific target audience, and it's very fascinating to do. You might want to do home study yourself, even by yourself or in a group, because each of the gospels, they're targeted a certain group, and the Greeks, the Romans, the Jews, and just maybe the regular Gentiles. And Jacob, I don't know if you are, Jacob, you want to comment on this? If you're on the line,
I'd like to congratulate. Okay. Before we get Jacob, I'd like to say, Lee, you never cease to amaze me. That is one of the greatest little thing. I don't think I've ever heard like a mini sermon any better than that. You exceeded what I thought you could do, Lee.
Well,
I'm saying because I couldn't do that. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now and back to you and Lee Jacob.
Yep. Well, anyway, I didn't spend all that time in Sunday school for nothing. I've taught Sunday school one time, but
I never knew that. I never knew that. I swear I didn't. I'll tell you what, I didn't even know I was going to say this, but I have chills up and down my body right now. Listen to this. We are Christians, and we've been touched by the Holy Spirit, and this isn't my part. This is the Jacob and Lee, so I'm shutting up. Are you through now, Lee? Are you going to Jacob?
Yeah, if Jacob is he might.
You did great, man. Thank you so much, Lee. Thank you so much.
We have a round table discussion,
Well, evidently, Lee, Jacob, take off and do your part, man. I tell you what, I know this is an unorthodox Christian radio, but go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Eddie, and that was fantastic, Lee. I didn't have anything to comment on that in particular. In many ways, it speaks for itself there. But I had prepared some notes throughout the day to build a little bit on some of the things we were talking about last week, or namely some of the things that I had been elaborating on in regards to the significance and all the nuances of the death and resurrection of Christ, mm-hmm. and how it doesn't just conveniently tie in a little bit with the message of liberty and you know, all the incredible aspects of our heritage and our history, especially the Christian history of it, which is synonymous with most of the greatest moments of history in the development of America anyways. But these past couple of weeks on the show, we've been talking about, you know, Resurrection Week and expounding upon this undeniable fact that the central tenets of the Christian faith are not some mere cultural phenomenon, but rather that the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ is the single most important issue to our existence and our perseverance as a people of all. We spend a lot of time talking about white genocide and raising awareness about that issue on here. That sounds like a musical break.
Yes.
Okay, Jacob, you're right. The music's coming up, son. So we'll be right back, people. Please don't go anywhere. Listen to the rest of what we have for our Christian message, our Eastern message. We'll be right back.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
In a surprising move, National Rifle Association officials announced this morning that Oliver North will not seek a second term as president, as infighting and controversy have taken hold of the gun rights group's annual meeting. In a letter read by the group's vice president, North said that he will not seek re-election as NRA president and went on to attack the NRA law firm that filed a lawsuit against its leading ad firm. The letter said there is a clear crisis at the NRA regarding financial allegations. At least four people are in the hospital following a shooting at a synagogue near San Diego. One man has been taken into custody. The shooting comes on the last day of Passover. Hundreds of migrants illegally boarded a train known as the Beast in southern Mexico Thursday in a risky move aimed at transporting them to the U.S. border quicker. Border Patrol Chief Brian Hastings tells Fox News the number of migrants at the southern border has already surpassed all of last year's numbers.
440,000 apprehensions along the southwest border.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A former Army sharpshooter with a history of PTSD is being charged with 8 counts of attempted murder in California. More from USA's Wendy King.
Prosecutors in Sunnyvale, California say Isaiah Peoples intentionally ran over 8 people he saw in the crosswalk because he thought they were Muslims.
The young girl who was severely injured in the attack remains in critical condition at an area hospital. Our hearts are with her and her loved ones as we pray for her recovery.
The girl remains in a coma. Her brother and father were also hit.
Battling pneumonia, Baltimore's Democratic Mayor Catherine Pugh will be taking an indefinite leave of absence. The announcement comes as she's facing a scandal over a major purchase of children's books she authored and sold to the University of Maryland Medical System. Her attorney, Steve Silverman, on if she plans to resign.
We are just trying to get to a level of physical and mental stability so she can make material decisions about what she wants to do next.
This is USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Back, people. I think I butt in there a little bit soon. I'm really excited tonight. I was just talking to Lee. I got my microphone and my headphones back on a little too slow because what Lee said touched my heart, really, people. I told Lee that he wouldn't just say that, the Holy Spirit was talking through Lee, I guarantee you. This show has blessed me already tonight. These two great guys I got on with me have really blessed me. And with that, Jacob, son, take off. Go back to where you started. Where you left off, brother.
Thank you, Eddie. You're a blessing to us as well. Well,
thank you, man. I've got chills up and down my spine. I tell you, Lee I'm amazed. He always amazes me. As well do you. Go ahead, guy.
Well, diving right back into it, I was just talking about before we went to break how in the past couple weeks of the show, we've been really delving into mining the depth, so to speak, of this concept of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and putting special attention on elaborating and elucidating how that great moment in history, the single greatest moment in history, is not a distraction or some kind of separate area of study from the issues we raise on this show every week. That's a great mistake of modern Christians, in my honest opinion, to try to separate spirituality and try to separate the message of the gospel from the message of speaking truth to power, as folks like to say nowadays, and standing up against evil. And people try to put these things in these little boxes as if it's separate, and they wonder why modern Christianity, so-called, is so irrelevant to a great many people. It's because people feel the strain, they feel the burden of the oppression they're living under, and when your answer to that is, oh, well, don't worry. We'll you know, we have a chance to go to heaven when we die if you just accept the gospel. And so, you know, don't worry about anything you have to deal with here on earth. You know, I mean, I guess on the one level, that's comforting. I mean, it is objectively comforting, but it doesn't offer much real tangible comfort to people who are burdened each and every day with all this strain, with all this pressure, with all this oppression. And, you know, directly feeling the consequences, the fallout of the machinations of the globalists that we endeavor to expose on this show every week. And so people create this false dichotomy, in large part enabled by modern Christians who try to keep these things separate and not tie these things together. So these past couple of weeks, we've been putting a lot of effort into tying these two premises together and illustrating how the message of liberty, the message of, hey, we love America, we want our country back, you know, we have to shake off the chains of these globalist oppressors and this and that and the other. All of these things tie directly in with the Christian faith, because liberty, as we've dealt with in pretty considerable detail already, the concept of liberty is predicated on the concept of Christian liberty. Liberty in our day-to-day lives means little, if anything at all, without liberty in Christ. The bondage that our oppressors foist upon us is nothing. It's nothing without the bondage that we foist upon ourselves through our succumbing to our sin nature. And that's not something, or that's something that we can never fully rise above in our lifetime, because to be human is to err. But we are given power by Christ to tread on scorpions and serpents. It tells us that right there in Scripture. It says, you know, last week I quoted the Scripture that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And I pointed out how the gates of hell that Jesus refers to when he's talking to Peter, when he says, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The gates are a defensive structure. And so we've gone over all that, and we could go on and on about that. I mean, it needs to be fleshed out a lot more. But these past couple of shows, we focused primarily on that. So for this third show, as we bring our formal coverage, because of the timing with Resurrection Week and whatnot, full circle and bring it to a close, I wanted to elaborate a little bit on the concept of death, namely in distinction against the concept of life, which is what the Resurrection Week is all about. We're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're celebrating his death on the cross to save us from our sins, and then his immediate resurrection, 3 days later, in which he conquered death. And the distinction to draw here is that we, as Christians, we worship and serve the God of the universe. He is the creator of life, mm-hmm. and yet he died to save us from our sins and rose from the dead, conquering death in not just symbolic ways, but in ways much more profound than that. And it's profoundly significant that our enemies, the people we try to expose on this show every week, are obsessed with death. They are enamored with death. They deal in death. So this is no secret, but what many neglect to consider is how completely and thoroughly it pervades everything they do. When the globalist Zionist hierarchs are not orchestrating and perpetrating blood-curdling atrocities and horrific mass murders and attempting to murder and often succeeding at doing so those that dare to stand against them and expose their wickedness, they are feverishly promoting and laboring to foist upon us ever new and morbidly inventive ways to shorten our lifespans and make the precious time that we have on this earth as miserable as possible, keeping us fat, sick, and nearly dead, as the saying goes. All these things they do to destroy our health and deteriorate our quality of life, because the more miserable we are, the more sick and everything we are, the harder it is for us to fight against them. And they know this, and this is why the population is kept in this constant state. Anyone who studies these devils for any amount of time whatsoever knows that all of these leaders, all of the elites, are heavily involved in the occult. In a word, my friends, they are Luciferians. They are Satanists. They literally worship the devil. So it is fitting that death should be a constant and obsessive fixation for them, because Satan, as we know from Scripture, was a murderer from the beginning. The closest thing these demonic forces are capable of to creating life is the abominations and aberrations of their Frankenstein laboratories. Satan has always wanted to be God, but only God can create. And so all Satan can do is corrupt that which God has already created. I say all of this because it speaks to the contrast we've been describing to you these past few weeks. It illustrates with undeniable clarity the true nature of the conflict for our liberties in which we in the West are embroiled. It's not just a war of ideas. It's a war of truth versus lies. It is a war of light versus darkness and death versus life. And our enemies are obsessed with death. But the God of the universe, who is the giver of all liberty and the author and the finisher of our faith, through his precious sacrifice for our sins, freed us from its chains, the chains of death. And when he rose from the dead, he shattered its hold on our lives. And in so doing, he equipped us with the ultimate weapon for standing against all the fury of hell. The Scriptures tell us that to live is Christ and to die is gain. The gospel was spread by the early church in the face of horrific oppression and persecution. Although multiple large-scale revolts had risen up against the Roman Empire in that time period, which was basically the New World Order of its day, they ruled the entire world for the most part through military force, they had all been brutally and mercilessly crushed into the dirt. But the spread of the Christian faith brought that empire to its knees. To this day, many historians blame the decline of Rome on the advent and spread of Christian thought in the empire. When we read of the heroes of our faith in Hebrews 11, who the Scriptures tell us through faith subdued kingdoms, we are not just reading nice words, my friends. We are reading a statement of historical fact. To some, it might seem that our enemies are well fortified. Too well, some would say. Many more would say that they are nigh unto unassailable. But make no mistake, the only thing our enemies have built for themselves is an empire of lies, an empire that they must defend with fear and intimidation, or not at all. For if you have not the truth to sustain you, there is little left but deception and fear. Sounds like music for the break again.
Sure is, Jacob. You're really rolling, my son. People, we're getting ready to go to a break. I've been listening to every word. I hope you've been listening to every word, Lee and Jacob, tonight. And you know what? It really made my day. This is strictly a political show. Don't get me wrong. But listen, I'll take up when we come back. Just hang on to your seats. And I'll finish my little quick message. We'll go back to Jacob. He'll wind up his thing.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Okay, people, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to go back, and we're going to let Jacob finish what he was doing. I think I cut Clint Eastwood off a little bit there, but ordinarily I don't like to do that, but we're really rushed for time tonight. Go ahead, Jacob. Take off, fella.
Thanks. I'll just pick up right where I left off here. So the last thing I was commenting on was Well, to some, it might seem that our enemies are well fortified, too well, some would say. Many more would say that they're nigh unto unassailable. But make no mistake, the only thing that our enemies have built for themselves is an empire of lies, an empire that they must defend with fear and intimidation or not at all. For if you have not the truth to sustain you, there is little left but deception and fear. Yet because we know that our kinsman Redeemer lives, because we know that he died to redeem us from what truly enslaves us, more so than any policy of the globalists, more so than any oppression they can bring upon us in our lands, our sins are what make that possible. And because we are freed from that, because Christ rose from the dead, he conquered death. And this is the clincher, my friends. This is what's so incredibly significant about this, beyond, you know, the obvious applications and the applications that we can hear in Sunday school and you know, hear all the time. This is the connection that that many neglect to make. This is why the scriptures tell us that in the world we will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. That was Christ speaking to us. Everything our enemies do is shrouded in secrecy. But perhaps the dirtiest secret of all is that they have no power over you that is not already self-imposed. When Christ freed us from the bondage of sin through his death and resurrection, he established in perpetuity that no weapon that they form against us can prosper, and that there is no oppression that they can subject us to, that we cannot rise above through boldly approaching the throne of grace and accepting Christ's salvation, his forgiveness of our sins. An enemy whose primary method of quelling dissent is to try to kill you is an enemy that the Christian has nothing to fear from. Because the Christian knows that he cannot die until God in his sovereignty wills it. And because for the Christian, death is not the end. It's only a new beginning. Stonewall Jackson, the great Confederate general, said that my religion teaches me to feel as safe on the battlefield as I feel in my own bed. And that was how he responded to a man right after the Battle of Bull Run who approached him and asked him how he was able to be so calm on the battlefield. And there's written records of that battle where, you know, everyone was ducking and taking cover and, you know, which is a, you know, totally natural and understandable instinct in a pitched battle. And while this was going on, people could see Stonewall Jackson still on his horse riding around. And people said that his you know, this is, you know, in written records, it's in journals and stuff like that from the time period. And they were saying that his head was tilted towards heaven and his lips were moving as if he was in prayer. And this was in the middle of the battle. This was that same battle where the famous quote comes from, you know, "Look, man, there stands Jackson like a stone wall. Rally behind the Virginians." And that's where Stonewall Jackson got his nickname. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, dubbed the Prince of Preachers, had a real poetic phrase that he used in one of his sermons, or maybe he reused it. But the quote goes, "Though arrows all around me fly, unless he wills, I cannot die. Not a single shaft can hit unless the God of love sees fit." Martin Luther, the great reformer, in the classic hymn of our faith, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," penned the words, "The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever." To be a Christian is to stand on eternal and immutable principles, principles that are diametrically opposed to everything that these globalist minions of hell stand for and believe in, but are by their very nature infinitely more powerful. When you realize that nothing can be done to you, that A, God does not will to happen, and B, that even in bringing about your death is only going to free you from the suffering that we must all endure in this world and bring you to your eternal reward, you are unstoppable. If you can ever wrap your mind around that principle, you are unstoppable. And the enemy has yet to realize that. They can't comprehend it because it's just not in their nature. That truth is off limits to them, but we understand it. In the old days of the church, the early Christians referred to those who had died, whether it was through martyrdom or of natural causes, as the church triumphant. For the Christian, death isn't the end. It isn't failure. It is purposed by our Creator to be a moment of triumph, not just because it marks our passing from this world to the next, but that in even our death, we give testimony to the grace and the power of God and its infinite capacity to bring into subjection all the works of darkness. That is the power we're given. And though we're mere mortal men, and as individuals or even groups, the enemy may have an easy time in some circumstances quelling or suppressing us and keeping us down. That is the power of the God that we serve. And this is the contrast. This is the significance that I'm speaking of that ties in so flawlessly, so beautifully with the endeavors that we make on this show to raise awareness about issues such as white genocide and exposing corrupt elites in high places and all the unspeakably wicked things they do. They worship death. We worship the Creator of life, the God who in his sovereignty gives life and takes it when he sees fit. And that is true power. That is more empowering and liberating than anything, you know, than all the money and all the manpower, all the hirelings and intellectual prostitutes that the enemy has at their disposal combined. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. These people are crass usurpers. They are trying to overthrow the throne of Christ and have yet to realize that they are the ones that are delusional. We, however isolated we seem sometimes, no matter how hopeless things seem sometimes, we are planting a banner on a hill for Christ's crown, covenant, and kingdom. And every one of us that falls is but another testament to the glory and the preeminence of Christ. And because we know these things, that, my friends, is why we are unstoppable. And the sooner you can realize that, the sooner you can incorporate that into your day-to-day thinking, the more you will be indomitable in spite of whatever the circumstances are in this nation and around the world. Lee, were you about to say something? I heard you. It sounded like you were about to.
Oh no, I'm just. I thought you had. I thought you'd finish up there, Jacob. We're about to go to a break. You did marvelous, man. I had a rant here, but we'll have plenty of time next week for me to do my rant because there was no way I was going to interrupt Lee and or Jacob because people. Just let you know, like I said, Easter, Resurrection Day, Holy Week, Holy Month is huge for us. And if we don't honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we will not prosper, I guarantee you. I hope you've enjoyed this show, people, tonight of our Easter giving honor to the great sacrifice our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, made for us. We'll probably do this once a year as long as we're here. But then the rest of the show is going to be business, pretty much business as usual. We're going to bring Tamara Goodwin's supposed to be coming on in a few minutes, and then we'll have at about 5:15 we'll be bringing on Pastor Thomas Robb from the Grand Dragon, the head of the National of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, and they have a God forbid we have a Ku Klux Klan on the Christian Radio Network. What do you think about that? Wow, man. Next week, we don't have anything scheduled for right now. I'm going to go off on a rant next week. I was going to do it tonight, but I did not want to interrupt our people. Like I say, we're about to run out of time, so we'll bring Miss Tamara on. But what they were talking about, like I was telling Lee during the break, I told my grandson, what Jacob and Lee have been talking about, you could say in an abstract way, I guess, that there's two forces in the world. There's good and evil, and we serve good. People, hold on to your seat. Miss Tamara's supposed to be calling in a minute. If she doesn't, we have something else to do. So hang on to your seat. We'll be right back in a minute.